Ratio, proportion and rates of change 1 change freely between related standard units, for example time, length, area, volume slash capacity, mass, and compound units, for example speed, rates of pay, prices, density, pressure, in numerical and algebraic contexts to use scale factors, scale diagrams, and maps 3 express one quantity as a fraction of another, where the fraction is less than 1, or greater than 1 for use ratio notation, including reduction to simplest form 5 divide a given quantity into two parts in a given part colon part, or part colon whole ratio, express the division of a quantity into two parts as a ratio, apply ratio to real contexts and problems, such as those involving conversion, comparison, scaling, mixing, concentrations, 6 express a multiplicative relationship between two quantities as a ratio, or a fraction 7 understand, and use proportion as equality of ratios 8 relate ratios to fractions, and to linear functions 9 define percentage as number of parts per 100, interpret percentages and percentage changes as a fraction, or a decimal, and interpret these multiplicatively, express one quantity as a percentage of another, compare two quantities using percentages, work with percentages greater than 100%, solve problems involving percentage change, including percentage increase slash decrease, and original value problems, and simple interest including in financial mathematics 10 solve problems involving direct and inverse proportion, including graphical and algebraic representations 11 use compound units, such as speed, rates of pay, unit pricing, density and pressure 12 compare lengths, areas and volumes using ratio notation, make links to similarity, including trigonometric ratios, and scale factors 830 understand that x is inversely proportional to y is equivalent to x is proportional to 1, construct and interpret equations that describe direct and inverse proportion y14 interpret the gradient of a straight line graph as a rate of change, recognize and interpret graphs that illustrate direct and inverse proportion 15 interpret the gradient at a point on a curve as the instantaneous rate of change, apply the concepts of average and instantaneous rate of change, gradients of chords and tangents, in numerical, algebraic and graphical contexts 16 setup, solve and interpret the answers in growth and decay problems, including compound interest, and work with general iterative processes.